Accession number 30342, reel 18.
You're sacrificing one of your shows and you give it to him, you've been two or three at a time. You know.
What about the Americans that liberated you?
Well, they were okay. I remember once talking to me about, are you a GI, when I didn't know what GI meant then. And I says, GI, no. If I said GI, I was, or they got more food and more parcels, more cigarettes and something like that.
So you didn't actually have your battle dress at this stage?
No, all I had was a shirt I had worn as a prisoner, and a pair of trousers, and a pair of boots that I had covered with something really rough and all that.
Did you have to have like the symbol? What was it? Was it a circle or so on?
We did in the prison camp, but we got away with that a bit on the working camp. Didn't have so much on there.
I might have asked you this before, but did you have any contact with German civilians at all?
No.
So you weren't able
well,
to...
Well, I was only working alongside them.
Yeah, yeah.
Some was all right. And the guards was okay. You know, you've got the odd one, but on the whole, the guards was pretty okay now, because we were just as bad as what we were. Another man being in the front, being in his lines and all that, got medically discharged, and come back and look after us. And he didn't want to go back to the war again. You know. But, all right. Yeah.
Because it's really to nail down some of those names on there is what we need to do. This is the B Company. No, that's the D Company one.
That's the D Company.
That's D Company. That's the beginnings of B, D Company. I think they'll be underneath there, the arm, and there's the two. So it's Ted Edwards.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is Ted Edwards. Well, I'll get my pen, hold on. Because the thing is, see, Tom Turnbull thinks that's somebody else. So, and Tom's, you know, Tom's.
Yeah, I think that's Ted. I think that's him there.
That's Ted Edwards there. Oh, yeah. I see. I think we had a mark in the wrong. I had a mark in the wrong place. So let's. I just get this. So which is Ted Edwards?
That's Ted Edwards there.
That's him there. That's not. So it's not him on the end. Huh?
Well, you've got it clear here, don't you?
Yeah, that's Ted. Ted Edwards.
And.
Mm-hmm.
That one. Hitch is our. I know that they've had a name of the day in my mind. He's older than we were.
Uh-huh.
And that's Mackay.
That's Mackay.
This lad used to work in the office, I think.
Wait a minute, the man next to Mackay on the right used to work in the office.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. It's not terrible, is it?
There's another Turnbull in there. So he worked in the company office.
And this one here is Webb. That's a couple of Webb, the one I'm talking about.
Ah, which where is he?
There's Link, Mackay, and that's Webb.
Wait a minute. Mackay. Webb is, wait a minute. U123, is that it? U123, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So that's Webb.
And that, you've got Fowler, haven't you?
Three. From Mac, yeah, where's Fowler?
There's Fowler there. And you've got.
Wait a minute. Just put it. Would you push down?
I'll hold it.
Fowler again?
That's Fowler.
I need a nickel here. They've got him in the room.
No, I told you, we called him Dan Fowler. I didn't know you were J-Man. That's the book that was to be
working. Do you have a gun there, Mac?
That's him, that's Fowler.
This one here?
Yeah.
I can't really see it. It's because I've got the wrong... Can I... If I leave you that one, I can take this one back, can I? So where's the... Oh,
we've got to do half of this, have we, somewhere?
I've got them in two halves here to make them bigger. That's just this page that I've got. Let's have a look. That's him there, isn't it? Is that him?
That's Fowler there. There's Barney Munro there.
Wait a minute. I think what I could do, Mark, that might be better if we mark. Can I take these back? If we mark them on them?
Yeah.
I'll send you another one, because that's the easiest one. If you write on, because otherwise we're going to get mixed up.
This is right on your word.
Oh,
aye. Because they're just kids.
Just put a cross on the face, or next to the face. Yeah.
And, just put it, apart from Spain, that's...
Yeah, and then at Aragonov. Or whenever, just connecting to the soldier.
That's Fowler there, yeah.
Did you write Fowler?
And there.
You write Fowler?
No, this one here.
Yeah, we'll write...
Across his face is Fowler.
Yeah, we'll write Fowler, because I won't know.
That's right, you won't know, will you?
No.
And that's Munro, Dexter Fowler.
Can you just do a cross and mark it up? And then a line up? I'll send you two more enlargements, probably that's the easiest way. Is that Tommy Munro?
Yeah. That's the son and lad.
Mm-hmm. I'll just move my chair this way so I can see. Because that's the most difficult bit, is doing the captions.
Yeah.
I never know where I'm at. So can you mark Ted Edwards on here, on this one?
Yeah, that's him.
Just put a cross on, you know, on his face, so I know it's him. And Bill Graves will be on the other one. Well, I think we've got him. Well, Stanley, you talked about this fella, Stanley.
Yeah, I was wondering.
I think you've got him marked on the back, on the top row. No, he's on this one. I think last time you said he was there. You said he was...
Is this the same one?
No, we're best on this one. You said that Stanley was it fourth on the top row? Somewhere like that?
Yeah, that would be... Stanley there, then,
so, yeah. I'll do it on him, just to make sure.
Fifth one, is it?
I just have a look, have a good look.
No, that's... No, I don't remember his Stanley. No, that's Stanley there.
Mark him down?
That one there.
Mark him?
Okay.
Yeah. And then Aragonov. Because otherwise, see, it's only people like you that can do this. There's not many people can...
No.
I mean, there'll be the odd family member that can say, that's my granddad or that's my father, kind of thing. Any other familiar faces on that one?
Well, you know the officers, don't you?
Oh, aye, we've got the officers.
You've got Bev. You've got...
Could you do Beveridge?
That's Bev there. Okay.
Aye, and a line going up?
Line
up line, well, do the line, well, I'll do the line.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because otherwise I can't...
That's Beveridge.
Yeah.
He's the lad that got killed, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the spell is right.
Oh, well, yeah. Any others?
God, this bloke's name, I know him quite well and all. And this one's all... I think
that's Hitch.
That's the one that got lost his arm, was it?
No, that's Pike. That's Hitch. He was wounded in the arm. He's from Wingate, isn't he?
Yeah, but did he get his part of his arm taken off?
He might have. But he was wounded. I'm not sure whether he was taken prisoner, but he was definitely wounded. He's on the... He's on one of these other early photographs as well. He's on here, man, look.
One of them had to get repatriated, didn't it? Was that the one?
Yeah, He's on this. That's Pike with the dog. Pike was the fellow that got repatriated. Yeah. And that's Sid Shutt, who provided the original
photo. This one here, I meant to put this guy here, the little fella.
Mm-hmm.
I think his name was Wade.
Yeah.
If I remember telling this story about there was a couple of runners had to push this bike, and Mackay made a complaint about it, and he had to carry the damn thing. Remember telling that story?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Wade, that used to push the bike there, the company runner, that one there.
Can you mark him?
This one here, I think this was Wade.
And just maybe write it at the bottom there, Wade. Yeah.
Now, do you not tell the story about when Mackay had to complain about the bike, and that's Babington Jones, you know that.
Yeah, we've got that, yeah.
Major Hillis.
Yeah. Tell us that story again, I'm not sure whether you did tell us. About the bike.
Mackay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mackay was on this route march, it was a hell of a really arduous, sort of thing and all that, you know. Mm-hmm. Probably an exercise. And the couple of days running from one bloke to the pushing it, and the army bike was a heavy bike. Mm-hmm. Heavy, you know. Mackay says, why should he always have the bike? Why can't I have it? He says, and give me a break. He says, I'm sick of this kind of bread, but it wasn't all that, and, you know. So, anyway, so he says, right, oh, Mackay, you take the bike. Where do you come and join the ranks? Did that. So the bike, Mackay got the bike. Well, he go across the fields, through the woods and all that. He had to carry the bike. Mm-hmm. And he carried the bike for probably more than an hour or more. And so we got the clearing and all that. He said, you've had that bike long enough, Mackay. Give it back. That's the part I found it very amusing, you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
He carried all the ways, trying to get a break and all that, said to get the rest, he had to carry the bike.
It was giving him the orders. It was telling him.
But, yeah, sorry?
It was ordering him to...
Oh, it must have been a sergeant major or something like that.
Sort of being Elrington or somebody similar. Yeah, yeah. Right, so... Oh.
And that was the one, I'm talking about Mackay with the head and all that we've got.
Oh, there. Aye, yeah. And, anybody else on here then that looks...
I'm trying to... you know what the names are?
He looks familiar.
Yeah.
You do stand out on the photograph though, don't you?
Well, I don't know.
You're all smiling, you look like a happy bunch of soldiers here. Is that true or is the camera lying? You look much happier than...
I see a lot of these men. I knew him. I knew this one.
There's quite a few of these, what you were saying.
The names, that I can't get the names. I knew this fella.
There seems to be a lot of these Johnny Eagle moustaches.
Yeah.
Was that the fashion?
Well, yeah, but you, and I told you, didn't I?
Yeah.
You couldn't grow a tash, I'd have one.
But there's quite a few of the soldiers have them. They have Hollywood tash.
But you wouldn't allow them to grow one. They've got a moustache there, you see.
Mm-hmm. So that's one side. Let's look at the other
side.
That's
Jimmy Greaves. That's Bill Greaves.
Can you just mark him on then?
Yeah.
Put a mark and then I'll draw a line. And we'll, so that's definitely Bill Graves.
That's without a shadow of doubt.
Yeah. And he was another Shields man. I think he was with them from the start because his numbers are 1940 number. You know, it's very. That's Tom Turnbull that's apparently. Is that.
That's Sergeant Dowell. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that's Barbara.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's Dorian. Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's McGregor, that's Hillis. Yeah. And I know this
lad... What about if that's McGregor, who's this other officer here?
That I don't know.
Looking at those two officers, which one is McGregor then? Because everybody seems to have a different idea of who McGregor is. I know they look quite similar, they're both little fellas. Which one do you think McGregor is? So if you look at the desk, that's the photograph as an enlargement. You see, they're both very similar. Obviously, that's the trouble.
Well, I would say this is McGregor. I would.
That's McGregor. So can we mark him?
Yeah, I'll mark him.
Yeah.
But of course.
I know.
You say that could be.
Well, better you than me, Mac. I mean, you've got more idea than what I have. What about this sergeant here? Any idea of who these are? That fellow there, next to Spike Etherington.
No, I know the face as well, but no.
Mm-hmm. So that's we'll keep going on this side then, yeah.
Yeah, I could recognise the voice, but there's the names there, though. Mm-hmm. It's strange.
So if we just that's the B company one. What about this is D company, two halves. And the reason I've copied these is just on the off chance there might be somebody from Shales or something, you know, somebody from another company that you know. So if you could have a good look along that. I mean, obviously it's a different company, so there probably won't be any. But there might just be the odd name, it might be the odd character that you knew from Shales or, you know, got to know in the prison camp or whatever. And this was obviously, it was a group photograph taken at the same time of D Company.
No, I can honestly say I can't recognise anybody on that one.
And that's the other half of that one.
It's only the odd one. I've got a hat on straight away.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? I mean,
good. One bloke really got a hat on one side there. One bloke looks like Hitler a bit there. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I don't know what happens to my group, do they?
No, they don't, no.
No, I'm afraid I don't know anybody there.
Just going back on it on earmarks, I'm already confused. Fowler, which one's Fowler? You've got to mark his face.
This one, his face, yeah.
Let's get him all over. Let's get by, but the arrow doesn't go all the way there, so it's.
Oh, Cairns. I see what you mean, yeah.
What about Cairns? Is that
that's,
Cairns?
That's Cairns there.
That's Cairns, Cairns there. Yeah. Which is Monroe?
That's Tommy Monroe.
So it's, see, because the arrows, when I get home, the arrows, yeah, yeah, okay, you know, I've got to. Because it's kind of like, I can easily make mistakes. Definitely Ted Edwards.
Yeah,
good. Because the thing is, because before I got the wrong end of the stick, I that is Ted Edwards, isn't it? And he's been identified as somebody else.
It's probably, we said that, we had a
better photograph. Because it's nice to get Ted Edwards, because obviously he's a fella that's, you know, we've nailed down as,
yeah,
you know, being a bit of a hero kind of thing. So it's nice to bring that story up. So we've got, so if I can take these two away, and I'll
you
give
by
you...
By all means do that, yeah.
And I'll... What about this early squad photograph? It's not a great photograph, but again, it looks like it's a B company. It's got Hitch of B companies on there. I mean, I know it's not a great photograph. That's a 1940 photograph.
Well, I wasn't called up then.
Oh, I know that, but they were fellas that they're all ended up in your company.
That lad there, rings a bell. I should recognise him.
That's Hitch. That's Hitch. It's a very poor quality original.
No, I don't think I... No.
Right, so that's those then. So we'll leave these. And, what about these prisoners of war? These aren't the fellas that were with you. They were just like people that have...
No, I looked at this lot. This fella's called, that's weird, isn't it? But it's not the same weird as
that. Different weird, yeah. Yeah, another weird. Yeah.
No, Bland there, Belmont. Because this took me out when I saw the name Bland. Uh-huh. But there was then that I got my photograph taken with, didn't I? You know, the one that's... with a working gear.
Oh, and he was a prisoner of war, but he wasn't a DLI man.
No, he wasn't a DLI man.
Yeah. Now, this is something I've put together. These are men that were taken prisoner and that were fatal casualties that have army numbers quite near to you and quite near to my father. I mean, my dad's number was 446-9365, and your number was...
285.
Yeah. So these are men that are obviously... Looking at the way the names are arranged, they go from A to Z and then from A to Z in squads. And I think it'd be fascinating if you could just have a read through this list and see what names kind of stand out. Obviously, not necessarily taken prisoner with you. They could have been taken prisoner with other battalions if you were posted to other battalions.
No, there was a Brett there. But I think I told you about the one, the Jack Brett we knew of, was killed when he was in Algiers when he got burned, I think, when he was
had
a drink or something.
So that's a different one to this one, do you think?
Well, unless he didn't get killed, then they might have been wounded and we got left behind, got picked up later. But I was under the impression he got killed as Jack Brett. Because we were quite friendly.
Yeah.
Butter, then, that seems to be a name that sticks in my mind somehow. Butter. It's Edwards and Fowler, isn't it?
And they're probably the Edwards and Fowler that you... Edwards and Fowler were at Bransworth with you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they'll be the same fellas probably.
Yeah. And Jennings, of course, he was a lad that was, went to school with me. That was what I told you to knock that corporal out.
When I put the two names together, that means they're adjacent numbers. You know, you can say that they're actually running adjacent. I mean, obviously, there's a lot. The men that aren't here are either men that were wounded or got through unscathed. I mean, the thing about the army records at the moment is the only ones you can get details on are the prisoners and the fatalities.
Look, Barney knows Munro's number 282-285.
And that's Barney Munro from the. Was he not Tommy Munro? Was that?
Well, you always got called Barney. You know, you get nicknamed all that. Don't
you?
Yeah.
You know,
Tommy Munro's name was.
So he was Barney, that was his nickname. And
Edwards, Ted, because we called Edwards, but we called him Half Pint, didn't we? I told you about that.
Why was he called Half Pint? Because he was little.
Because he was very small, and we were all thought of much bigger and muscular than all that, but he was.
And they had this story, you know, this is when the DLI formed, they had this thing of the because apparently this is before your time, before my father's time, but one of the earlier colonels was a guards major, a guards officer, and he introduced like the guard style, you know, shoulder flashes and so on.
Oh yeah.
And apparently the nickname was the 5'5" guardee, because apparently a lot of men weren't very
short.
Well, there are a lot in terms of like looking at the battalion. And obviously, you know, a lot of people, you know, badly nourished as children, you know, so the stomach growth and that. So, were there a lot of, like, little fellas in the battalion? Because, I mean, you're a big fella. My father was a reasonably big fella.
Well, you see, I still abuse it now because I was talking to someone last night, a rag up last night, because it was my son's 50th birthday. Sunday before that. And I was talking to this lady who was at the reunion, so I think, for his birthday. I had a pub in Hammersmith later on. And she says, you should have been there because I was the only old one there, you know. And she said, I loved it. She says, it was Mike, I was talking about my grandson who just went to university. He's 6'4". My son's 6'4". Her son is 6'6". And when my son's married, my son got married, they said, oh, you better got to the end, Dad, because you're the smallest. And I was 6 foot.
Yeah, yeah.
But all big. And of course, when my daughter went to see Michael at university, she was getting cut wooden because he's too tall to get nicknamed to him. A lot of people told him what he is, and he's 6'4". So that must be that you're a tall lad. But tell me how tall you
are. I'm 6'2". But in your day in the army,
6 foot was very tall.
It was. So, and obviously, people like the guards, they would only take, like the police in those days, would only take.
Because they also used to pick me out, what do you call a right marker. You're standing there and say, right, marker, you. You had to go, you had to stand at the end, then it would come line up alongside you. The tallest bloke invariably got picked up as right marker.
And how would that work? You were right marker, and how many would line up?
Well, say, 10 behind you. But you were the first one out and you had to stand there and really do attention. Right marker, and the point to me, had to go and stand there and then it line up. And maybe the tallest on the right or short on the left, whatever the system had, or that, I don't know.
You march in threes.
Oh yeah, Columbus Ridge, yeah.
So that's that page, Matt. It goes on and it you know, gets to, so we did the first page?
Yeah, but
okay, that's the second one. This is, it's all going in consecutive.
Paler, there was a name Paler. And there was a car, are these ones that was wounded?
No, these are all men that are in the big prisoner of war book.
So oh yeah, well, that'd be Mackay.
Yeah.
And this Paler, he got killed apparently, one of your things. So
yeah.
with somebody.
Yeah, and a box of grenades, yeah.
Box of grenades, yeah, I knew him.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about him?
Well, he was a handsome, he's a little bloke, very smart in appearance and all that. Mm-hmm. Arthur Paler, I remember his name was Arthur Paler.
Yeah, if I hold it. So we've got Paler. What about any other? We've got a man here that's got in your army number badge and ended up in the Foresters. So that's quite unusual. As a prisoner, prisoner of war.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the ones that just the numbers. These are all prisoners of war. The ones that were killed. I put the dates where they were killed. Mm. Roland was in your group. There was a Smith.
Well, Smith could have been out. You know.
Thompson, my father, Tunney, Weymouth. But they won't necessarily have been, see this man here, Wild.
Yeah.
He was in the same training badge as my father, but he's obviously killed with another battalion.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, Winwood, he's obviously wounded in Western Europe, wounded in Western Europe, buried in Middlesbrough. But he's only, he's in the same batch, certainly in the same batch as my old man, not necessarily as you, but probably, you know, because if you can say the way the numbers go, you know, squads of 30 men, and you're like about two squads down from your father, he's probably in the same group. I suspect a lot of these men would be Seguinian, POWs. You can see a bunch of casualties there. This is like moving into another I think this training batch here, when we get to 4469427, this is the batch that Les Bernard's in, because that is 4469442, that's Stan Bernard, that was Les's cousin. And Les has the number next to him. And Les was trained. So this batch we're getting into people. But again, a lot of these men would be men that you might know from your DLI days.
Yeah.
So we're moving into a different batch there. He died as a POW bottle, one of the three prisoners that died as POWs. And there's a list of names again as we go through.
No, I can't say that. Any names ring a bell there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I knew a few Davises, but I can't put them in the same regiment as I am.
I think he was a fellow called Graham, George Graham. I'm not sure he was the same one that was in the 16th Battalion, but there was a fellow called Graham taken prisoner. Goughton was Scarborough. He was killed just after the Seguinian battle. Godsmark was very unlucky because both of his parents were killed in an air raid in Middlesbrough, and then, you know, obviously he was a casualty later. That's the man that won the MM in with D Company. Malone's a casualty, Mitchell, Murray, McArdle. He was in my dad's platoon. He comes from Consett. I wrote to him, but he never wrote back, you know, so there's nothing he can do. Still alive, or he was still alive. Where were we at? Jimmy Rutherford, I think my father knew him, but I think he knew him in the prison camp, because he mentions Rutherford. He's met Jimmy Rutherford. So they're kind of these there. Southwick, Wharton, Wilson.
Wilson. Hmm. Yeah, I told you about the Wilson's one that when Mackay got in trouble, he hit Wilson, witness bloke up, called him all the bees and whatever, and he hit this fella. Somebody come along, hit Wilson with a. I'll be putting bust all this noise somewhere like that. That was the worst I knew.
Yeah.
That was in this country, of course.
Yeah. So that's what I'd like. I can leave these with you, Matt, if that's all right, because they're just copies.
Yeah.
More paperwork, more things to get thrown out. So the big prisoner of war book. And I mean, if we could go through here and just maybe mention a few names that ring a bell.
I'll put Barkson.
Aye, if you could put M, I think, is what we need, not just a mark. I think you mentioned this fella Blount, I think, was the main pal, wasn't he?
Yeah, Len Blount, yeah. That'd be basic, obviously. Let's see.
No, it's the officers, you've got to get up. The officers are all in a separate section, see? I just moved that a bit.
B-L.
What I think I'd like to do, you know, over the next few months is, I did like a big list of POW numbers from your father's batch, but maybe go back a little bit and take in your batch, you know, your kind of 227, you know, that kind of 700 names up between you and me old man.